We're doing a new learning in memory of Reuven Dov Ber Ben Sarah, our friend Dov Ezrachi, who drowned a few weeks ago, and we're going to call it Dov's Minute, 1 minute of learning for Dov's memory. It was asked that we begin in Tehilim Perek Kuftet Vav, the 115th chapter. And that's a chapter in the middle of Hallel, and the chapter, we don't know exactly who said it, whether it was the Jewish people upon leaving Egypt, or the Gemara in Pesachim gives many different periods in history where it's possible that the Jews sang this portion of the Hallel, ranging a few hundred years. It's unclear when this chapter was initially said. The chapter begins, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu ki l'shivchat en kavod. We don't ask for our sake, Hashem, but rather for the sake of your own name, give honor. Al chastecha al amitecha, for your chesed, for your truth. And we've discussed in the past that David HaMelech uses these two terms together frequently in Tehillim. Chesed and emet, that they go together. In Tehillim and in Mishle, we find these terms together. Lama yimbo agoyim ayinai Elohim? Why should the nations be able to say, where is their God? Ve'elohim v'ashamayim, and our God is in heavens. Kol asher chafetz asa. He did whatever he wanted. Atzabeihim, their idols, and they're called atzabeihim because they bring atzvut to a person. They bring sadness to a person. Kesef v'zahav, they're made of silver and gold. Ma'asei yedei adam. They are the fashion work of mankind, and they cannot help, as the psukim continue to explain. We will continue b'zachem next week.